It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in here on After Hours, 610 Sports Radio, Carson Osero, James Howell. Man, we got some sad news yesterday. Found out yesterday the NBA started announcing their new television deals, and they extended their partnership with ESPN, which I think we all expected. They agreed to a new deal with NBC. So Round Ball Rock is returning. I'm excited about it. The aesthetics from the NBA on NBC from the 90s during the Jordan era were some of the best that we've seen in sports. So I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be really great. It's going to make games a lot easier to watch for people who do not pay premiums for cable. I get it. And then they announced a deal with Amazon Prime, which meant that TNT, one of their longtime partners on the NBA, is out. Now, TNT did have the option to match one of the offers, and they claimed that they matched the Amazon Prime offer, but the NBA contends that it was not a true match, so they agreed to a deal with Amazon. TNT Sports, you know, Warner Brothers Discovery has kind of come out and insinuated that there will be a lawsuit. So maybe something will change there. But as of right now, far as we know, there will be no NBA on TNT after next NBA season, which is really sad. So it got me thinking about all the changes that we've seen over the last, really the last decade. Has probably been one of the most, if not the most, transformative for sports fans ever. For sports, like sports right now is like I say this all the time. I miss back when there was appointment television, because like I really enjoyed when, like, if you wanted to watch a show, you had to watch a show at a certain time. If you wanted to watch an event, you had to watch it at that time. Otherwise, you wouldn't go see it. You had to wait till they run reruns or whatever. And like, DVR has made things a lot easier for us, a lot more convenient for us. But sports is the one thing that's kind of like that last bastion of old school television. You got to watch it then, because if you try to watch an NBA game on DVR because you didn't watch it last night, it don't hit the same. It just don't.
Yeah, you end up finding out like what the score is or something.
Right, you already know, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Unless you're watching film or something, you know, unless you're like one of us here and we're talking about it on the radio, like you're probably not, if I'm not going to talk about the Royals game that happened last night, you know, if I'm not going to talk about it, I'm not going to watch it if I didn't watch it live.
Yeah, if you missed it.
If I missed it live, I might see a highlight of something big happened.
Yeah.
That everyone's talking about. I'm not
going to. Go to ESPN and see the score or whatever.
Right. I'll hop on YouTube and they'll have the game highlights up like a couple hours after the game. But I'm not going to go back and watch a replay. Like, I ain't got time like that. it's just, there's so many changes now. Like losing inside the NBA hurts. I love inside the NBA. It's my favorite sports television show. It is the best sports television show.
I thought it was better than the games sometimes.
Yes. There were a lot of times where it was better than the games.
Yeah.
Some of them games were real bad, especially when they put like Lakers Clippers on a few years ago and Lakers would lose by 50. But then, hey, you get inside the NBA, you got Shaq and Chuck and Kenny, and you know, they're making fun of each other. It's great. But man, it's tough thinking about losing that show. And I thought about it for years because Charles Barkley swore that he's going to retire for the last few years. And that doesn't necessarily mean that Inside the NBA is done necessarily. At least that crew is done. they could always go to another network, even though Chuck swears he's going to retire after this year. He's also swore he's going to retire when he was when he turned 60, and he's like 61 now. So
yeah, we'll see.
But I don't think you can just say, hey, he's definitely not going to retire because, you know, it happens. And I'm sure like ESPN and Amazon and NBC are going to they're going to throw as much money as they can to get those crews. But still, the possibility of losing that show hurts because it's a staple. I've been watching Inside the NBA since I was in high school. Loved it. Like back when, even before Shaq was there, I was watching that show religiously twice a week when they would have their games, and it was hilarious. One of the funniest. It's legitimately like one of the funniest shows on television. And like even to this day, like there's like video compilations of the funniest moments. Like there's like a video on YouTube of like an hour of Charles Barkley being the funniest dude on television, and it is legitimately like one of the funniest things you could watch on YouTube. Like, like literally, if you got time sometime this weekend, you ain't never seen it, go on there and just look it up on YouTube.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You will laugh out loud. Seriously, like probably yeah. Once or twice a year. I'll hop on YouTube on my TV and I'll just watch that. And it's hilarious. It's funny every time.
Yeah.
All the jokes over the San Antonio women jokes, like all of that. Like it's hilarious. All the jokes with Shaq about not having rings and having rings, all that, you know, Kobe carried him on his back. All those jokes are on there. It's great stuff. So it's sad losing Inside the NBA. The conference realignment, back when that started sparking up again a couple years ago, I talked about that a lot. I don't like conference realignment. I hate it because I grew up watching the Big 12, and it was at that time it was the best conference in football and in college football. And it was there were so many great regional rivalries. And like there still obviously are some regional rivalries in college football, but they're becoming less important now. And I hate that.
Yeah.
Like I hate the fact that there were years between Mizzou and KU playing each other in sports. And let's not forget, they still haven't played each other in football. I think they're gonna play each other in football next year, right?
Yeah.
I believe it's next year they're gonna play each other in football. But like I loved when KU and Mizzou would play each other in sports.
Sure.
Loved it.
Sure.
It's sad that we haven't gotten that consistently over the years since Mizzou left for the SEC.
Yeah, yeah, and it's unfortunate, and that's the downside to conference realignment. You know, in my experience, we had Oklahoma and Texas both go, so I didn't really get hit. You know, we didn't.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you're fine because they're going to play each other every year anyways.
On the flip side, Oklahoma and the Cornhuskers used to have a huge rivalry.
Yeah, they did.
And now
especially like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric Crouch there and Jason White. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I understand it. I'm not a Missouri fan and I'm not a Kansas fan, but I do understand having a rivalry broken up and not having any control about it.
Yeah, I hate that part. It's been one of the saddest parts about being a big college football fan and college back when I was a big college basketball fan. It's like watching these rivalries kind of break apart. Like that stuff hurts because those rivalries are, I'm very nostalgic about those rivalries, yeah. Especially like Big 12 football.
Those are the best games.
Yeah. I watched so much Big 12 football growing up back in the 90s, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Watched so much of it. And I hated, like when Nebraska and Colorado left, I hated it. I was like, come on. Like Nebraska was like a great team. During the time I came up and started watching college, they were like my favorite team for a little while because they were always on TV.
Hated them.
I'm sure you did. They were good, man. They were a great ass team.
Couldn't stand them.
Yeah, it was a great ass team. But like they were one of my favorite teams to watch just because they were always on TV and they were really great. So I hate that part. And then the other thing I don't like is the transition away from broadcast TV and cable for a lot of these sports. Like for instance, when the MLS signed that deal for their games to be on Apple TV Plus,
yeah,
I wasn't a fan. Because it's like, now I got to pay for Apple TV Plus, mm-hmm. and then I got to pay for this the MLS package
right.
to be able to watch. It's like, I'm not doing that. Like,
yeah, they used to have a thing back in the day where they had all these streaming services together. It was called cable.
Yeah, it was called cable.
Yeah, and now...
Now we don't have that.
We don't have it.
And it's like now, like, I can... Like, I'm a Real Madrid fan for European soccer. Sure. It's easier for me to watch them than it is for me to watch Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, I don't like it either. And it's the same thing with the Royals and the Bally.
I hate that.
The Bally.
I hate it.
I can't.
I wish it was on TV.
Put it back on TV. I mean, at least one game a week.
And the Bally Sports app is not good. Yeah. It's not a good app.
It's terrible.
It's not good. You gotta like it. It kicks you out every time it changes programming. Mm-hmm. So I always wait until until right before the start of the game to actually go in and watch. Because otherwise, it's gonna kick me out, and then I gotta click back in to go into the game. Yeah. I don't like that app. Like I just hate how things are changing like that to be more like. In terms of TV being less convenient than they were, like I'm okay with change if it makes things better, but this doesn't make things better. The Chiefs playing a playoff game on Peacock is not better. Now, granted, we could watch it here on NBC, but if I was out of town, like let's say I went to Chicago or Denver or somewhere, I'd have to go on Peacock to watch it. That's annoying. That's really, really annoying. Like when the Chiefs went to Denver last year and played. I was in Oklahoma City. What happens if that game would have been on Peacock? Like, I would have had to go on. If I didn't have a Peacock subscription, I couldn't watch.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Either that or you got to go get one.
That's annoying. I got to pay extra to watch it? No. Uh-huh. Like, that to me is, and I get why the leagues are doing it, because money, but at the same time, like, that doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Like, the deal with it, that doesn't affect me. Like, I want it to be the most convenient, and I hate all that change that's happening.
Yeah.
Like, it's just very inconvenient.
Where is that money going to come from? Well, it's coming from the viewership. You know, they don't get paid unless us, the viewers, watch it. And if you make it too inconvenient...
Less people watch.
Less people watch.
Coming up next, I'm going to tell you why the new Hard Knocks offseason with the Giants should really make you feel good as a Chiefs fan.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.